Motherfuckers will jump around. Bob your head like that, come on. That's nice, Sam. I don't make them jump around. Pack it up, pack it in, and let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. On your mind, rack up, on your mind, back up. Try to play the role, but don't hold to me. Rack up, stand up, stand up, come on, put your hands up. If you got the feeling to jump across the ceiling, you know it's in the front floor, it's in the front shower.
And yes, we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. You should definitely jump around. On the break, we were listening to one of Joe's bands that he does with his pal Anthony, Rotgut. We were listening to a little Rotgut live from the Apollo.
I was inspired to put my Jimmy hat on just now.
So I played a little Jimmy hat from live with the Apollo. Yeah. So had a very spirited Worst Mom.
Yes.
We got one more of these to do this year. We'll do Worst Dad coming up in like a month or so.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun, huh? I'm feeling good, though. I felt a little weak coming in. Feeling good.
Find a different website.
Check dates. I know. No repeats
of
tonight.
Note to self.
Because when you guys called me on that, well, that was what you're not good. I'm like, note to self.
Funny. So, yeah. So we're back. We're going to do our little scammer stuff. We'll start with a little Scam Busters. Scam Busters is brought to you by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. And a lot of our fans have really been checking out the SurfEasy.
It's a great product. It really is.
It really is. Keeps you safe and sound. So, really, you should check it out. You owe it to yourself. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a bad mom to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't have enough of that. We don't have time for the reprise.
Wow, look at the time.
Yeah, I know. Time flies when you're doing a show.
When you're beating each other up over who's got the worst mom.
When you're arguing over horrible situations. Who has the most horrible, deplorable situation.
Yeah, I know.
And you're sitting there. Never mind the consequences these poor people have suffered. Nope. We
insignificant.
Need
that insignificant.
I'll take your holding a brick
listen,
in a cage.
Listen.
And I'll raise you strapped to
awful,
a garage.
Horrible
are they, were they kidnapped in Nigeria? No. All things considered, not bad.
Right.
Were they on a Malaysian airline? No, they're fine. They're fine.
They're fine.
Were they on a scar chip on a ferry?
Mentally damaged,
no.
Burned,
they'll be fine.
Bitten.
Therapy.
They'll be okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we just skipped the try to rip off the scrotum and
we're not
gonna crazy
do it
glue
now.
Back together story.
I gave up softball tonight to bring these horrible mothers to you. You're welcome, America, and wherever else you're listening, because I know we have people all over the
international welcome.
Wow. Yes. So when we last left Ann Jackson, we'll visit Ann Jackson.
Oh, okay.
The scammer, anti-scammer, in the middle of a complete reload scam. She had told me that IC Cotton Brown, IC3 Cotton Brown Cotton, whatever he knew, the guy from the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
He would like her to continue to help him fix up women for their soldier friend, Parker Green.
Unbelievable.
And she said she was going to.
She's
going to
try.
And my response was, no! If you do this, I am done with you. That was my response to her. So we'll take this back to February 12th of this year. February 12th. So this is, she tells me what she sees. She's telling me her view on how these things work. All right? This is what she says. She says they do not have the right from the hunter side, the scam hunter side. Remember, the scam hunters are trying to kill her too. Terrorists are trying to kill her. Scam hunters are trying to kill her. Everybody's trying to kill her.
Right.
Yet these moms walk free in Pennsylvania, Missouri, and whatever.
Not necessarily. After $30,000 cash only bond.
Well, that's true.
Cash.
$30,000
cash only.
Yep. You know, if you're a scammer, you can get that pretty quickly.
Yeah, I guess you could raise that.
Why is it $500,000? What the?
Yeah, Joe.
Bat your little cyber eyelashes, and you can get that in a wink.
I know I could.
Yes, you could.
From the hunter side. So this is what she thinks about the hunters. the scam artists. I like old, like they're on mission wearing camouflage behind their computer.
Yeah, I know. A pith helmet.
I got Wi-Fi. I'm going to do this from the shrubs outside. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting scammers. They do not have the right info about how the authorities will deal with these cases. She's been saying this all along. That nobody knows. She knows.
She's the only one that gets how this works.
Yeah, she knows. She knows. Why is somebody messaging me? Oh, whatever. Can't be that important. I'm doing a show. To ask for the payment to open the case file is a scam for the hunters. It is wrong. She thinks the scam hunters say, they tell everybody, well, you know, of course you don't have to pay for it. And she's saying, no, you do. They're wrong. They're misleading people. Okay. I really don't know.
Misleading, but oh, boy.
They don't understand. I have no idea how they can judge the truth or fake when I told my true case, because I did call the FBI head office and I did send my case to Interpol.
Okay.
This is why I doubted their ability. She's saying, I called the right places.
Okay.
And when she's calling Interpol and the FBI, is she speaking with these characters that we've been speaking about?
Is that how she found these characters?
It's kind of weird. This isn't going to be the type of thing where all the dots are connected. It's not going to be that way.
You don't seem to be able to get her to narrow it down and say, I went from point A to point B.
She's not narrowing that. If she said that, I spoke to such and such Smith or whatever, you can go on and verify and give names to verify and stuff like that. You can't be vague and say, I spoke to the property.
Well, she talked to Brown Cotton.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're speaking to these characters. Who did you speak to? Who is the person?
She goes, they do not have enough info about law enforcement, which is possible. We don't all know.
Right.
She goes, the truth. The local police cannot do anything about this because they cannot arrest criminals abroad. They can't arrest criminals abroad.
All right.
But they can start directing you in the right way.
Right.
You know.
They can't advise you.
Yeah.
Yes.
They can't advise you.
Only the Interpol or the Secret Services. You know, again, you need international authorities.
Right.
You need cooperation. Right. Now, your local police could theoretically have a working relationship with these other police. So I always tell people, you should go to the local police. That's your point A.
That's your first stop.
Yeah, you go to the local police, and then they'll advise you where to go.
And you're talking to somebody face-to-face.
And
good point, Joe.
You go down there, you talk to the desk sergeant, who could I speak to? Could I call, you know, and they'll direct you, usually the county building, you know, they'll direct you to the county building where the police department is.
Right.
The main precinct. And there's somebody you could speak to, a name, something you could verify. You spoke to a police officer who was directed to this person. Everything is legit. Everything is verified.
They might already have an investigation going on.
Exactly. So you know you're dealing.
There's other people that have reported it.
Yes. Because,
and the other thing is, you're in the place.
You're looking at the person.
This is a brick and mortar place that says police with cop cars and cops in there. You know you're in the right place.
All right. She goes, this is what she believes. What I found from the authority side. This is her email to me. The explanation should be understandable. She goes, the authority should explain the whole procedure of the law enforcement, funds transfer, how to get the funds back to the victims. You know what? There should be more of that.
There should be.
But she's got a good point. But the fact is, most victims don't get the funds back. And the simple reason is because the criminals have spent it.
Yes.
You can't recover it if it's gone.
Right.
This is where we get
If I could just elaborate one more time. But also, with the funds, there's also a person, a treasurer or executor or somebody that oversees that fund.
I don't think there's an international fund to scam back.
Fund.
You get it back. I think it's like any other crime. You get it back from the victim, from the criminal, or you don't.
Yeah. Right.
And like I said, there's somebody that's
No. They bust the scammer. They take in everything that they have, including his Rolexes and his iPhones and whatever cash they have, and they get it. If you could prove it's yours, you get it back.
Right.
So I don't think there's this international fund of, hey, you got screwed, here you go.
Well, she was previously talking about that there was some fund, and what Joe's alluding to is that she didn't seem to think that anybody was in charge of it, and of course there would be a trustee.
No. Right. That's the word I was looking for. When they had the Boston bombing, when they had 9/11, all these Sandy, when they had all these horrible things that happened to a large amount of people, when they had the money coming in, there is a trustee that decides who gets what, why, and makes judgments on that.
It's not all willy-nilly the way she seems to think.
I don't care if it's an overseer. There is somebody, a point man, that would be in charge of that.
Well,
the case.
She goes on. Interpol or Secret Services, the bankers who are in charge of funds transfer will get involved in the whole process of the law enforcement, and the authorities should explain it very clearly to the victims. you know, she's right. There should be more explanations of the process.
Yes.
Although I haven't gone through the process, so maybe if you actually do go through the process,
mm-hmm.
there are explanations. I know some people do get their money back. Not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, some people do. It's not impossible. So this is how her theory on how to solve the problem. The authorities have a responsibility to explain the whole procedure to the victims and ask the victim to make the decision if they want to open up the case.
Yeah.
So she goes, this did happen to her. When Interpol, Eric Bork, told me not to pay anything after paying the fees to open the case file. I can't imagine there being, like, if you're taking a case to court, there's court fees.
Right.
But I can't imagine, you know, I never heard of a scenario where you go to a police station where the Interpol or local, where it costs you to open up a case.
No.
It's a criminal matter.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it's the state's job to prosecute.
Now, the only thing is, the fly in the ointment on that one, here in America, but if you're dealing something in, you know, out of the states, there's, you know, there's different
Well,
laws.
The only problem is I deal with people all the time from out of the states, and I've never heard of this. Nobody can verify that this is true or not true.
Well, if the thing was that if it's going to be the authorities that are taking this on as a case for you, then you wouldn't be paying them. If it was a civil case, the authorities wouldn't be involved. You would be having your lawyer versus their lawyer.
It's not a civil case. It's a criminal matter.
So it doesn't make sense. A criminal matter, you wouldn't be paying a fee. It doesn't make sense.
Well, the tricky thing is, based on U.S. law. But who knows?
Well, we've dealt with enough people who've been scammed in other countries. Nobody's ever come up to me. Except when it's a reload scam.
Yeah.
And said, I had to pay this to try to get the money back.
I'm being the devil's advocate on this, you know.
I understand.
But, it's just, that's the whole thing with Verify, you know. But
Nice.
This is going to be a pain in the ass all night, aren't you, Joe?
Well, no, because you have a valid point where you say, well, the people I've dealt with, and I was going to ask you the question, have you heard that? You answered
Nobody
the question
has.
I was going to ask.
Doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we hear about these things, it's reload scams.
A case in point, Lisa said you didn't pay in Canada to have a case investigated.
Okay.
So there's
Yeah, but is Canada
somebody...
really a country?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Big Brother up in the attic. But
where they belong.
Where they belong.
Like Anne Frank.
No, but if, you know...
And see, I made it bad.
Yeah. You did.
You're being too Jewy. Anyway.
Something a Nazi would say.
But if you're finding enough experts going, look... You know, we deal with this stuff, too. We never heard of this. Then,
yeah.
Okay.
All can't right. find it on any of the websites.
Now,
I've checked Interpol's website. I've checked FBI's.
And Ann can't verify this, verification, or showing a statement, like a statement or a fine print stating that this is a condition.
Let it play out.
Okay.
Let it play out. He told me that he can send the funds back to me. This is Eric Bohr. But reality is that the High Court's judgment is not what Eric Bohr expected.
Okay.
Eric was taken by surprise.
God,
so I did pay for this to open the case file. I thought Eric said I wouldn't have to pay for it. Oops, we took it before the High Court. You weren't there. It went against you.
Ah.
That's what I'm reading from this.
Okay.
Soldiers Green and Miller did assist me to pay for the fees. Okay. There's no way soldiers are paying for your fees for this case.
No.
They're telling you they did because it makes them seem like great guys.
Right.
They're not.
Not happening.
No. And then Interpol Eric sent the delegates to arrest the criminal and sent him to the court. But the High Court judgment is to stop the funds transfer via banks due to the mistake from the banker and ordered Eric and Brown on behalf of me to bring the funds to me. So now a judge is saying, go to Japan, bring in the funds.
That's nonsensical.
Yeah.
And also, all right, show me the court documents.
Yeah.
Ah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, there's court documents. Even a kangaroo court has documents.
but you keep it in a pouch.
But they're there.
Are you sticking your hand in a kangaroo pouch?
You can provide me. If I want to see them, yes, I should be
he
able
He loves
to.
Sticking his hand in a kangaroo pouch.
Yeah.
Just as long as it doesn't squirt at you. Mm.
Wear a glove.
She goes.
Always thinking.
Mm. Yes, you are. You're my hero. She goes, this will make the victim think it is a scam because Interpol said to me, no need to pay for other fees. I can see through that the authorities do not have enough experience of dealing with criminal cases, scam cases. The authorities don't know. Anne knows.
Of course. By the way, our own Anne in the chat says,
hello, our own Anne.
This is getting ridiculous. Has anyone seen the movie Sybil? It's her. Arrgh.
Not saying no.
No.
I don't think it's a case of being civil. I think she's just getting disillusioned, trying to get grasp of any sort of the truth that she can.
She goes, this is why I did insult Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton. Brown Cotton, the type you would use when you need to, you don't have toilet paper. Brown Cotton, because they will destroy the image of the FBI and Interpol, and the authorities will lose trust too. This makes people think it's a scam. They're ruining their image, these guys. I'm sure they wouldn't want to do that.
No, of course not.
No, they're very concerned about the image of FBI and Interpol, because it would really hurt them if people wouldn't go to these real authorities. Okay. She goes, it is sad that the case happened to one victim who opened the case file. The authorities did not arrest the criminals and sent the scammers to the high court and froze their bank account to get the funds. And then the victim has to pay for another fees called funds transfer, because the authorities will prepare for open non-residential bank account for the victim and then send the funds back to them. So now the bank is opening a bank account. How do you open a bank account? A bank can't open a bank. I mean, a court can't open a bank account.
No.
But you know what?
It makes sense, though, if you're in the middle of this.
Right. It makes sense. And if you sit there and go, yes, they can, fine. What's the bank? Who is a trustee of the bank that I can call?
Oh, logic.
And verify.
Oh, they'll have somebody you can call, Joe. There's always somebody to call.
No. What's the name of the bank? I'll call
research
the bank.
No.
Here's the number. This is who you need to. The others don't know what they're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll get the number.
Yeah, Brown.
You can't do that. The terrorist will watch you. I'm doing this the most secure way. That's what she's in. She's so deep in this.
Now if she's in that deep. That would be a counterpoint to that.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, clearly she's not just a toe in, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I understand.
She's submerged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's sucked.
She's like Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back in the carbonite.
I didn't see that.
Huh?
You didn't see Empire Strikes Back?
No, I'm not really a big Star Wars fan.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Well, I guess I am, too.
Goes without saying. You might want to watch. They got another movie coming out.
Yeah, it's the cool movies. I just never, you know.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
We digress, as usual.
I've never heard of that.
Let's see. So the authorities will open the non-resident. The victim does not trust Brown and Eric because he comes for another payment. She's putting the logic of, these guys don't know what they're doing. They don't trust them. That's why the anti-scammers. They think it's a scam because they're asking for more payments. But really, it's the high court. I got really Jewy on that.
It's the high court.
You're saying the more money. No, the information. State where you're getting the information.
Oh, you can send documents. You can send documents, Joe. They forge documents.
Yeah, they do that all the time. Lisa says, this is going to be a movie of the week.
That's what my show is. Yeah, we got soap operas going on left and right, kids.
Yeah.
She goes, I did tell Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr that they should explain the whole process of this law enforcement before the victims agree with opening the case file. She thinks she's really talking to these people.
I know. She thinks she's using logic on the criminals.
She's doing what I did on the Southwest flight. She's trying to help them do their job better.
Yeah.
Like when I told the flight attendant, no, we're not going there.
Yeah, but
we're going to
Vegas. Please announce the right destination.
Thank
you.
But here's the difference. You walked up to the flight attendant that you could see and touch and was there with the plane behind him.
Was it really a plane? Do we know?
That was paper mache.
We did. We were on the plane.
Yes.
Joe has the ticket. We got to Nevada.
Peanuts were eaten.
You know, maybe it's not a real ticket that I got in the mail, Joe.
Yeah.
You imagine the whole tour.
For sure.
And I really imagine that. And then they told me to send $280 to the Red Light. And I sent it because it's true.
They have the picture of you. Which is online. We talked about it. It's online.
I posted it. It's on my Facebook page, too. I posted
Davinson.com
it.
Davinson.com in the media photo section. Anyway, she goes, what if IC3, Brown Cotton, Interpol, Eric explained the whole process of dealing with the scam cases to the victims? Well, the trouble will not happen. You know, if they would just tell that you could have to pay.
There wouldn't be explanations needed.
So here's what she says they should explain. They will bust the criminal, arrest the criminal, and send the criminal to the high court. I don't know where this high court is.
I don't know.
They also will ask the high court to freeze the bank account. Again, you're assuming scammers have a bank account.
They have lumpy mattresses.
Yes, they do. They need it at hand so they could take pictures on Facebook and post.
There you go.
They do. They show their money.
They do.
This is the frozen account, and then the victim will have to deal with the funds transfer, so the victim should prepare for the fees for the whole process. Which, in her world, what she's dealing with makes sense.
I'm eye-rolling so hard.
Court. What high court?
Well, they smoke a lot of weed. What if the criminal...
It's medicinal.
That's more believable.
It is.
Buy that before. All right.
She goes, what if the criminal spends the whole money? How can the victims get money back? I think there is another answer. Answer, the victims can apply for the fees, and Interpol and UN can grant the funds to the real victims. Like, the United Nations has all this, the United Nations has all this cash sitting around.
Do you know how hard it is to garnish wages from deadbeat dads in the United States? They think they can just go and, like, get the money from them, and if they don't have it, the High Court will just, like, garnish their wages.
Have you spoken to Brown Cotton about it?
But as a matter of fact, I have.
Yeah, but even so, if that was the case, which is would be the case if everything was legit,
yeah.
If the UN, who you should call and find out if there was somebody working on this, the High Court, if you would take the time.
The UN does have a form for you to fill out online, by the way, for this.
No. Oh.
For internet fraud.
Interesting.
They do. Because people, and I wrote to them, they never responded back, but I wrote to them. I'm like, hey, is there a guy named Melvin Santos exist? I think somebody's being scammed. They never got back. So they're very concerned with this.
Oh, yeah. They're right on top of it.
Which works out really well, how Anne has been able to get through to all these people. Yeah. Nobody else can, which we all suck.
Well, she's Superwoman.
She certainly is. She goes, notice this kind of criminal case indeed should be dealt with fast because the criminal will spend the money soon. All right, law unfortunately doesn't work that way.
Hmm.
Law, the legal system, no matter what country you're, works at the legal system's pace.
Which takes months.
All right, here, listen. Joe has been bringing up the point all along where if you're not immersed in this, you're asking, what's the bank account? What's the court docket number?
Yeah.
Where are the documentation? Now they could fake all that. They could send you that and fake all that. This woman's in it.
Are they staying in the country where this is happening?
Well, I mean, it's been all over the world. You know, we got Australia, we got Hong Kong, we got Japan, we got all over.
I would state with them, if I was her, I would say, where is this court being held?
Name you know, I never get that.
And I would call the Japanese consulate, and I would have the Japanese government see if there's a consulate in that country and try to get in touch with them. Even though this is going to be a lot of work, try to get in touch with them and know if they look. I think I'm being scammed. I need. Is there a court in this country, doing this?
But that's what a reasonable person would do. She's not going to do this at this point because she doesn't think she's being scammed.
But you know what? If you're sitting there saying that you're an expert,
she thinks she's talking the real thing.
But if you're sitting there being an expert, you need to do this. This is what's kind of
one would think.
You're discrediting her, and I feel bad for her.
But it's like I've said all along. Who's saying anybody's an expert? Other people who have been scammed. Some other people have been going scammed. This is the light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe we can get our money back. You know what? You've just gone through this horrible thing. There's this woman who seems like she has her act together,
mm-hmm.
telling you I'm making progress that nobody else has, because she thinks she is.
Yeah.
You're going to go to her.
Right.
I wouldn't go to her. But I was never scammed.
Yeah.
I was never taken advantage
of.
But
you're a different little slice of heaven. You have to know things for yourself.
Yeah.
Not most people do that.
Exactly. And, you know, the problem with this Ann Jackson is her over self-confidence in herself.
Yes.
That is her ultimate downfall.
Yeah, a lot
her,
of
people. Her,
yeah.
her hubris.
Yes. Great word.
Thank you.
She needs to humble up.
Yeah.
And stop being, you know.
Now, somebody had pointed out a while back that, you know, for the Japanese, they're very proud people.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Was that you? Okay.
Saving face is very important in
yes.
their culture.
But, yeah. So, listen, I read this. If you put yourself in that spot, what she says
mm-hmm.
makes complete sense.
Yes, it does.
What she's outlawed, and she has some valid points.
Right.
Because even reality, you can't get a good explanation of what happens. I can't tell you guys today, and I've been looking for this stuff, how it really happens, what the process is.
Let's go back to an original question that started this whole thing. Do you think, with all the information we just discussed, do you think she's in with them?
Could be. Could be trying to convince me. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think
don't get
she's
the sense
disillusioned.
Of that. Yeah.
I know.
You mean deluded?
I mean, really?
Disillusioned, you know.
If you think she's in with them at this point, then you have to think that she's a mastermind and a really good actress and a bullshitter and can pull the wool over my eyes. And I've shown that there has not really been a scammer yet that has been able to do it. So that's the type of power you're giving this Ann Jackson
mm-hmm.
to say she's so good that the three of us who are very jaded and cynical. She's fooling us. You have that right to say that, but I mean we're three pretty skeptical people, especially at this point stage in the
game.
How
dare you, puppies and flowers?
What? Pip, what's the chat saying? Is the chat winging?
Well, you know, Lisa said...
They're saying hello to Pip again.
No. Lisa was actually saying that when we were talking about the UN being on top of this, she goes, it's their top priority. And I just said to Lisa...
Was that sarcasm?
Yeah, I think it was. And I just said back to Lisa, look, there aren't wars or famine or genocide for the UN to be working on first or anything.
That's a slow Wednesday.
But... and Lisa says, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. She, no, she's a victim. She's trying to save face is what she believes.
So she thinks Anne knows what's going on and just trying to save face at this point.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it...
No. She's trying to... It's important for her to save face, but she's a victim.
Okay.
She's not pretending.
A victim,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, and just the common sense side where your thinking gets diluted is... I'm trying to save face, but you know that the consequences is digging yourself a bigger hole.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be a point where you go, look, I'm just burying myself here. I better.
She's not there.
Yeah.
No,
She's not. From this, she's still the expert. She's still the expert. The scam hunters don't know what the hell they're talking about, which some don't. But, you know, she's the only one that's made this progress. You know what? It would be kind of, let's try this. If anybody else was talking about Avalos at this point, I kind of hold myself up to be some type of Avalos expert because I've done research.
Sure.
Of course, I also have documentation. But it'd be kind of like somebody challenging me on that, except I'm a different personality. I would look at the evidence and go, But it's been like, I'm the expert. You can't challenge me on this. You know, like if ABC does another report on Avalos and I go, well, that's all bullshit. I'm not looking at it. They're
right.
All wrong. That's her stance. That's the save face stance. That was very convoluted, but
I understand. Like, if somebody calls, well, you say this. Where did you get? I got it from this date. Here it is. You want to look it online? There it is for you. Well, where did you this here? Well, you have a fact. You know, you could rattle an answer right off and go. Well, look here. Look there. Nope. This is verification. Verify him. He's legit. This is the, you know. It's not like, well, you know, that's what we think. No. Everything is backed up with a fact.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was February 12th. Do we have any more to add to that? Should we pick that up next week?
I think so, because we have to find out what happened when you threw away your girlfriend.
Like she's yesterday's trash.
Oh, sorry. I have to know.
Always and forever. Or not. Really is. All right, let's recap a little bit. Last week, which was March 20th, as you recall, Belinda surprised me. It was a daughter Kasha's birthday.
Right.
And she brought her daughter to video chat with me on her birthday. We were going to have the video chat. The video chat that everybody's been pushing for, because me and Belinda, we really need to sort out what our future is.
Right.
Because I want to confront her with, hey, who's the dude feeding you lines? I have issues.
And she specifically brought her child with her for this conversation.
Well, she doesn't know that's coming. She doesn't
know.
I know. So she did this, and I said, well, I couldn't, because I just wasn't in the place in the house where I could have this video chat
right.
with her. So she was very upset by this. I genuinely felt like crap. Because I don't know. I mean, she did bring her daughter.
I know.
I mean, this is legit.
Yeah, well, maybe.
So then later on, after we signed off, and, you know, it was very hard. I'll read again what I sent to her when she was offline. I go, it occurs to me I have greatly disappointed you, and possibly worse yet, your daughter. I have disappointed people my whole life. I thought I was getting better at being a person and not a disappointment, but clearly I am not. I am a good writer of smut. I am a good clown for the people to laugh at while they forget their problems. I am not a good companion. I'm not a good father. It is clear I will never be either of those things. I think we are better off not being together. Ultimately, I let those down who trust and love me who trust and love me the most, and I can't do it anymore. I am better off alone. You are better with somebody in Ghana who can take care of you and Kasha. The last thing you need is an American who is an arsonist to all things he loves and cherishes. Goodbye, Belinda. That was March 20th. Let her off the hook. I felt like crap.
Yeah.
Genuinely felt like crap. She's invested a lot of time in me.
Yes.
She's gotten no money. Here's her out.
Yeah.
Here's the out.
You'd think. Like, okay.
We've been together since July of 2012. This is March.
Oh, my God.
This is like 8 months.
Ugh.
So I'm setting her free.
She could have a baby by now.
Well, if we would have hooked up in Ghana, if she wasn't being somebody else, we could have.
there's a snag.
All right. So March 21st.
Okay.
You ready, Joe?
That was a drum roll.
Oh, I thought Joe was typing. She goes, "What's this message about?" I go, "I can't be what you need." She goes, is it how you want it to end? I thought we would talk on video chat to decide on that. Is this what you really you are leaving when I need you most? I guess it's your decision." Very interesting reaction.
Wow.
Very interesting reaction. Very real reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I go, "I love you, but I realize I can't be what you need or deserve. I hated letting you down yesterday. I hated worse that I might have hurt Kasia." She goes, "So you leave in the face of hard times instead of facing the problem head on?"
Ooh.
I go, "I can't fix the problem. You deserve a man who can hold you when things are tough. Kasia deserves a father who will put a bandage on a boo-boo. I can't do that." She goes, "Are you leaving me? Answer me with yes or no." I go, "I think I have to. You deserve better. This kills me." She goes, "Just say yes or no." I go, "You know the answer. Do you hate me?" She goes, "Why should I hate you? Do you hate me to shatter my dreams and end my life like this? What did I ever do to you? I guess I hurt you, so it's your time now." All right. You guys want to comment on this? Pip is a gap. It's not a gap. Aghast.
I'm aghast that I have my mouth open.
That was a little inappropriate.
I made a gap.
Yes, she's not a gap.
I beg your pardon. I'm a little confused by her reaction, but it just seems – that seems – real, like you're going to break my heart and just dash everything? You're not even going to fight for this?
We've said time and time again, there's definitely a connection between me and this person.
Yeah.
We've heard me make her laugh.
But I'm very nervous right now because I'm like, what if she's for real about this? Oh, my God. What if she's for real about
this? Oh, I think we're in for real territory, kids.
Joe?
I think it's maybe a marriage scam.
Well, we said that.
But I think that as she's trying to fight for this, you read a line... you're shattering my dreams. And what was that line that you read? You just read?
She said, "Why should I hate you? Do you hate me to shatter my dreams and end my life like this? What did I ever do to..."
Stop right there. Shatter my dreams and end my life like this. Okay? She might be living in a life that she's miserable in. Her dream might be coming to America, might be getting married to you and coming out of that.
Yeah.
She kind of showed her card on why she might be stringing you along and why letting you go, it's going to blow all this. She kind of alluded to something.
So,
like
all right,
there.
So then we'll say that you guys are both now in the camp that this is no longer their average romance scam. This is it. This is either one of two things. This is either a marriage scam, which I said long ago.
Yeah.
It could be, or this is
right.
Real romance. It's one of those two things.
It's one of those
right.
two.
Right. Obviously, I'm leading to marriage scam, but I think that brings that up. In that sentence right there, I think she showed her hand.
Well, I mean, no, if you really love somebody, you would say that too, you know.
Yeah, but dreams, well, and my chances,
listen,
but, you know, I mean.
Listen, everybody wants to know marry a porn star who knows black magic, who's a recovering alcoholic, who knows killers. You know, everybody wants to have that in their life.
It just seems that right at this moment, this woman, you're her chance out.
She could have let me go. She could. It's 8 months. She's gotten nothing, Joe. I've been a handful.
Now stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, gotten nothing. Okay, because this might be trying to get her out of the country and come to America, not a monetary thing. So if she hasn't gotten anything, that's not her end game right there. Her end game might be to get out of Ghana. Okay, and
if they
to live
switch
a life
the end game, it's because they've determined that they like me on some level.
But what I'm saying,
you know, on some level,
that you could be a good husband and
they can still get the money back.
But, the money.
Right. So the end game is changed, but the game is still.
Well, that's
on.
What I said a couple of months ago, and you guys poo-pooed me.
All right. Well, we're
retracting some poo.
Well, because we've been getting some more facts and we've been deciphering more things.
Okay.
Right now in the chat. Sorry, I didn't mean to
off. No.
If you were done, Dunross says it's a sad story, and Lisa is like she's fallen for. Fake Devin, so we're all in.
It could happen.
I know.
Fake Devin, very charismatic guy.
Hmm. Well, what happened? What happens?
Nothing.
I understand because she pretended she was somebody else, and then you had to coax it out of her. And
I did. But remember how shocking that was?
It was shocking
when she came clean. Goes, "Hey, I'm not Juliana Avalos. the real person.
Right, the real person. Now maybe she's the real person because maybe you were sold and the from scamming money changed to this other person where the goal of them is trying to get out of
that
the country.
That being said, still had a guy feeding her lines a couple times.
True.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's true.
So we'll continue.
All right.
I feel a little bit better.
But that's what you never know with this thing.
I know.
That's what makes it mwah. And for just you, select few.
Well, like I said, there's so many twists and turns. That's what makes it interesting. There's a lot of twists and turns in this.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, no, you did not hurt me. I want what is best for you. I do not wish to hurt you, ever. She go, and is leaving me vulnerable what is best for me? I go, I'm giving you the opportunity to find somebody who can be with you and hold you and support you. Mm-hmm. Support you. Throw that out there.
Nice.
Throw that out there. She goes, why are you giving me something I don't need? I go, I can't hold you. I can't give you money. I can't even get online to chat when I want. I am useless for you as a boyfriend. She goes, okay, if this is what you want and want to leave me when I needed you most, even though you say you care about me and love me.
When I needed you most, what's going on?
Remember, she's had a hard time. I don't know exactly what's going on, you know.
Yeah, but
the kid bashed her face in.
Yeah, but she wasn't like, oh, send me money, come here now.
No, but I think emotionally, you know.
All right.
We spend hours together.
I know.
Listen, if I lose you, then I have to deal with these other schmucks, and quite frankly, they're not very entertaining. You've been a nice diversion. Yes, I'm working.
That could be also part of it, too. Besides, maybe that's part of it.
Well, Lisa, you know, said, too, you know? Lisa thinks that it's a woman who wants to fix fake Davin.
Every woman wants to fix fake and real Davin. There's a lot of fixing.
There's a lot of projects there.
It's this old Davin.
Ah, projects.
Anyway. I go, I'm not leaving you. I will always be here for you. I'm just freeing you to be with somebody else. She goes, if you're not leaving me, well, then why are you ending our relationship? I go, I'm ending our boyfriend-girlfriend thing. I'm not ending being in your life. She goes, it'll be better for you and everything since that's what you want. I go, that is what I think is best for you. She goes, that's what you want, and that's not what is best for me. All right, this shit is a real argument again.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, not an argument, but this is like a real conversation.
Yeah.
This is not the normal scammer, fluffy, poetry, BS that they normally throw, you know, or the other one where they just curse you out for being a prick.
And she goes, and it's also somebody trying to find her, trying to save her, maybe her one ticket out of where she is.
Yeah.
I go. What is best for you being with a married guy across the world who is broke? Is that what you really want? Throwing in the money thing. I'm testing her. She goes, I have come to love you, and you throw that away like it's nothing. Right, that could be real.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we have spent hours, and I've said time and time again, I like this person.
It could be real, but from what I'm seeing, money is not the end game, so it's not a big deal. Getting out of the country and maybe staying
well,
in America
her,
is.
I've told her I'm broke.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard to get her out.
But she'll be here. She'll be
if
here.
I can afford the airfare.
But it's worth the try. Yeah. It might be her best shot.
I go, what, you want to say something?
No, Lisa just says, so jaded, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, can't you see love in a completely bullshit relationship? What the hell's wrong with you? Can't you look through the myriad of lies?
But I also said several minutes.
And see the basic lies underneath them.
Yeah, see the basic lies underneath the obvious bullshit lies.
Foundation lies.
Can't you? Why aren't you willing to base a relationship on complete fabrication?
I'm just trying to see. And I think, like I said a couple of minutes ago, I think she showed her hand in that one sentence.
Okay. All right. I go, I'm no good for you. Do you think this is how I wanted it? What happens if I can never get to Ghana? What happens if I never have the money to help you? You want to put your life on hold for that? I have laid it all on the table. I have said, there's a chance you getting nothing.
Yeah. What
but
happens
I don't
if
want,
that's away?
I don't want nothing. I want to be here. I want to get here. I want to get out of Ghana.
But I just told her what happens if I can never get you to Ghana, Joe.
But it's what, you know what, Dav? How much? In our career, how hard do we pry and push and pry? With maybe there's a payoff might not be there, but we push and we push and we push for the simple reason that there might be light at the end of that tunnel.
Trying to get me to justify doing this show?
Yeah, he's working on it.
You
want
to know something? Yeah, that's part of what we do. And it's part of pushing. And hey, we don't even know if the payoff's there, but we try and we push and we try. This might, you know, and this coming to the States is the same thing.
She goes, if this is not what you want, then why are you doing this? I go, I'm trapped where I am. If you were with me in a monogamous relationship, then you are trapped, and Kasha is trapped. I do not want that for you. She needs a father. You need a husband. I can't be those things in my situation. My hell should not be your hell.
So what'd she say?
She goes, well, I can see you've made up your mind up already. I guess it's goodbye. I go, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I only know I've come to love you and think asking you to be with me is unfair. She goes, I guess that's not important anymore. I go, what's not important anymore? You loving me is not important anymore, she says. I go, love can't fix this, despite what Bon Jovi or Firehouse might say. I didn't write that.
So you're like, who is this Bon Jovi? Get me his email address.
It's always time for a bit, but sometimes no. All right, I got you.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, right.
Usually I'm completely inappropriate and find the wrong time and place. But
I always say, always time for a bit, but even I know,
not right at this moment.
No, this is some serious bullshit right now.
Yeah.
We both got our waders on.
Yes. Shovels are clanking and shit's flying, boy. Let me tell you.
Now, if this is a team, at this point, this has to be all hands on deck.
It is.
Yeah.
But shit, but the responses are coming back quickly. You know, it's not like Bueller.
I'll tell you. I was going to say, the person you're dealing with now knows their shit. They're very good.
Yeah, this person's good.
Very, very good. I mean, I think it's the best of the best.
I'd like to think they got the best of the best.
I really do. I ain't gonna bullshit. I think they have the, you know.
Like I said a couple of weeks ago, two Brahma bullshits going head to head.
Well, mm-hmm. I think they called in the regional manager on this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got corporate, isn't it?
Sadly, there's nowhere else for us to go other than me. well, we could bring Scott Walker in, and that would just end everything.
This would have ended months ago.
She goes, you loving me is not important anymore. I go, so I say, love can't fix this. Don't you think you should be with somebody who can hold you and be a father to your daughter? You came online looking for that. Instead, all you found online was a person who can realistically do little for you. Remember, she had told me she was looking for somebody to support her.
Yeah.
That's why. That was from her mouth.
Yeah.
Or key strokes. I go, here it is. There's a good chance I can never take this where I want this to go. My circumstances go from bad to worse. It is an unyielding hell in which I toil. You are my bright spot on many a day. If you want to be with me knowing all of this, then fine.
Is this her?
No, this is me.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Talking about the show.
I'm sorry.
Yes. If you want to be with me knowing all this, then let's keep going. Love was never, ever the issue. She goes, you are making this sound like I'm the only one who wants this. Don't you want to be with me like I want to be with you? This is non-scammer stuff.
This is a chick fighting with her boyfriend.
This is a chance to get out of where she is.
Yeah, but this is sophisticated.
It is.
This is
upper management. If
don't try to put lipstick on a pig. I mean, even though you got the
all right, Sarah Palin,
but even though it's sophisticated, the end game is the same.
But or it could be genuine feelings. It could be. I mean, this is coming really quick.
Yeah,
you know,
this is probably somebody there feeding the lines as well. There's probably everybody gathered around that computer. Everybody's probably, you know, reading it, maybe feeding her lines around the computer.
She goes, be with me like I want to be with you. Don't you want to be with me like I want to be with you? I do. But I might not ever be able to. When you found me, I had money and I was free. Now I am under constant surveillance as my wife's attorneys continue to dig for every little piece of dirt on me. They're going to find out about us. It is only a matter of time. When that happens, though, I will be divorced. I will have no means of coming to you. Are you prepared for that? If you want to walk through hell with me, then I will take your hand. I am telling you that you deserve better than the road that I made for myself ahead of me. Ultimately, the choice is yours.
Oh, basically, with the thing your point about really quick, these people, whoever this is, probably dealing with a multiple bunch of people that they're scamming, they've got plenty of practice. So, you know, with answering questions, even though this is a different, you know, you're kind of different than, you know, probably everybody else they talk to, they still have a lot of answers, a lot of questions and stuff like that. It's like almost when you see like a comic that does crowd work. You know, wow, he's really good. He has a comeback. Yeah, because he's doing the same act every night coming back.
Right.
So basically, if you're getting,
you can't prepare for me. Because I put in so many twists and turns. You know, you can prepare for the guy who wants to hold on. You can't prepare for the bullshit.
The guy trying to break up.
Yeah, I guess you could, but I guess maybe you could, but I've given so
and
much.
Somewhere, and somewhere in Ghana, there is going, boy, oh boy, he thought he had me, but I'm, you know, I'm very quick. They are, you know, they haven't dealt with somebody like me before, you know.
But they've never done. Nobody's ever reported a video chat with a real scammer who is actively scamming them. All these people that I've deal with, remember how they all betted against me?
Yeah.
None of them have ever had this.
No.
You know, where the scam was still on. They talked to a scammer maybe afterwards, where everybody's cards are on the table. I guess that could happen and everything. But where the scam was, when I video chat with her, and again, remember, she came to video chat with me, and I blew her off last time. Right. It wasn't like the chase that we've had.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, she went to video chat with you, but we didn't have the chat, and we didn't see what was going on during the chat.
I got to give her, well, we didn't see what's going on, but I got to give her credit for willing to video chat.
Yeah.
I have to give her that credit.
I mean, let's say I go, we're going to meet with a big agent, and we're going to have this big meeting, and you know, it's going to be major. Okay, now the meeting gets called off. We didn't get to have the meeting. You know, maybe the meeting was us going in there with crayons and a coloring book and drawing a horsey, the three of us. You know, we haven't had it yet. We don't know what it was about. You know,
yeah,
what
but
I'm
why?
Saying?
And somehow we have all the soap powder to sell.
Yeah, you know. So you know, the idea is this: the assumption it could have been something interesting, but till we saw what we haven't seen, what actually would have went on, would it be the same thing where we think there's some guy feeding her lines? You know, is Kasha there? Maybe
you can't say let's have a chat with Kasha and not know my answer. Kasha has to be there.
However. You know, you go on there. Where's Kasha? Oh, she had to go to her grandmother.
You don't bring that.
Like
if you're
that.
Not going to bring the kid to the, and we've seen the kid. I've seen pictures of the kid.
If you're not going to put her on the screen, you wouldn't suggest that.
I've seen pictures of a kid, proof of life with her. I love you, Davin.
But these, yeah, exactly. But sometimes they always throw a roadblock or a reason why something's not
there. Yeah, but you can't
there.
You can't say she threw the roadblock, Joe. I threw the roadblock.
You threw the roadblock. But what I'm saying is this: you know, if you got there. You didn't get a chance to see what it was.
At worst, we would have seen the guy feeding her lines.
I understand that, but at worst. But what you're assuming is that she's going to be there with Kasha, and it's going
to
be nice.
She wouldn't have to lie on that day because I told her not to talk to me.
It doesn't sound.
It makes no sense for her to do that.
Define lie. Define lie that she wouldn't do the chat or there.
It makes no sense for her to tell me I want to do a chat with you when I haven't been pestering her for a chat on that day. It makes no sense for I wasn't
for her to offer it up.
Exactly. It makes no sense because I wasn't bugging her about it. I said put it off.
Right. If she had said, "I'm here, ready to chat with my daughter," and no video chat had ever happened, and then all of a sudden it turned out you said. I can't.
Right.
But if you said, great, I'm setting this up, and then all of a sudden it was like, transmission's failing, Kasha ran outside and got hit by an elephant, or whatever, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, but you can't say she's going to go that route, because she hasn't.
And we can't say that she didn't, you know,
she has a track record. She's done.
She's got the track, right, she has the track record.
She gets
record.
Benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
of course she does.
No, because we're assuming that, you're assuming that this is going to be nice, and it's going to be sweet, she's going to be there with the little girl, this is going to be, you know, but the track record has been what she's described.
No, the track record. Remember, she knows Mavis. I've gotten Mavis on the video chat, and I've gotten Belinda twice on the video chat. When it comes to video chat, this group is ready to go. So I got to assume from what I've already accomplished with them that she was ready to go. Move on.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. She goes, I want to be with you. I don't care what you're involved in. I'm prepared to be with you in whatever you are in. I don't care about that. It is you I care about. Whether hell or not, I want to be with you. But if you don't want to be with me, it's okay by me. I go, I love you. I want to be with you. Just know that I might never be able to hold you. Not just send the cash. I might never be able to.
Not about cash right now.
I might never be able to kiss your head. I might never be able to caress your cheek. She goes, I want that. And I just hope it will happen one day. I go, okay. As you wish. I am sorry. I love you. You deserve better. But if it's old fat me you want, it's old fat me you got. She goes, don't want to force you into anything. Do you really feel this way? I go, I want to be with you. I just feel terrible to ask you to be faithful to me and endure hardships when I can do little to help you but give you comfort and moral support.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, that's okay. But whatever the case might be, I'm in it already. I just hope and pray it gets better. I go, I love you, Belinda. She goes, I love you, Davin. I give a smiley face. I go, you're a as dumb and stubborn as me, LOL. She goes, I just need some time to sink everything in. Didn't expect this. I go, okay, if you wish to reconsider your choice, I understand. She goes, I don't. Just want to rest a bit. My heart is beating faster than normal. I go, okay, hon, I understand. Sorry for the drama. I'm an asshole, but you've been warned. She goes, okay, see you.
She's putting your promo on your posters.
In the show. I'm an asshole, but you've been warned.
My intro.
She put it on the marquee.
So that was March 21st. Closing thoughts on that?
Well, the chat is like, wow, I think she's fallen for fake David.
Yeah, boys.
Her feelings are involved.
Yeah.
No.
And I said, I'm afraid of that, too. And
when I can win over this chat.
Yeah. This is Lisa. I'm more jaded than Joe, but it sounds like she has real feelings. And Anne's saying, wow, fake Davin is getting pissed. Getting really emotionally involved, too. And I said, no, that's real Davin getting passionate about fighting with me and Joe.
Men have died. Scammers have scammed.
But it does sound like, you know, she
has in.
Real feelings.
I'm in, but I'm still playing. I'm in, but I'm playing the game.
No, I know.
I'm playing the game with real emotion. I'm ready to walk. You know why? Because I'm ready to walk away.
Yeah.
We've gotten 8 months out of it at this point, 8-9 months, whatever it is, at this point.
But couldn't it kill you not to know?
No, because there's enough there that this is real. Realistically, I can't go to Ghana. If this chick does love me and wants me to be the father of her child.
Oh, my God.
And this goes again to, thank God I have the life that I have.
Yes.
Because if I didn't have the life I had, and I started as a scam buster, could you imagine the head screw this would be if I didn't have a great wife and kid and everything, but I started as a scam buster who knew my game, and then I encounter this one? I might be on my way to Ghana.
You know who you'd be?
Who would I be?
Ann Jackson.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Starting as a buster and then getting so
immersed. Yeah, but I've actually had video conversations.
I know, but starting as a buster and then getting so emotionally involved in it that even though...
Was she really ever a buster? Was she?
I don't know. But I'm just saying I see a parallel. That if you had started out as being a scam buster and then all of a sudden... I had to. Then all of a sudden...
You'd be fooled not to.
you get so like, but wait... She's different from the other girls.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
and
she
this group
really
is.
Different.
That's why this bid is so important for what we do, for the educational thing. Because it
so
shows...
how persistent and how...
It also shows Flory, when we dealt with Flory, is more the traditional scammer. Cut and paste, crappy poetry, doesn't get what you want, scream at you, curse you out, come back, rinse, repeat. Yeah.
Running
that's
away.
Your...
like my marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. So that's real. But that is what most people think a scammer is.
Yes.
The ones who can... most people can't even determine what a scammer is. You know, the ones that get sucked into it.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. That's what a scammer relationship usually is.
And people think of people who got scammed thinking that this is the type of person. The Flory is the person that they encountered. And think, how stupid could you be? That was so transparently stupid. This sophisticated scammer.
And remember this also. High-level
scammer.
Scammers... accomplish what they want to accomplish because they tell you what you want to hear.
Yes.
This one, as we've already established, she don't do that.
No.
She's called me fat. She's called me old. This is not what I want to hear in
you
a fake relationship.
Hear that?
No, but I'm saying that's not typical scammer stuff. And remember, again, we've never been able to solve this, and then we got to get out of here.
Right.
The day before the money was coming, the divorce, the day before the money was coming, she came clean and said, I'm not the model. This is me.
Because if you were, maybe if you were passed off, her end game is maybe coming to the States, a life in America.
You could come to the States if I'm sending you remember, I got millions at this point. I'm going to send her a boatload of money. You could come to the States and the game's over.
Just to be a
there's never been an explanation.
But may not be, not staying with you. Maybe moving on to something, using you as a patsy to come to the States.
Once I sent her the money, she could do whatever she wants if it's just about the money. And that was the perfect time to take the money. Take your hit. Remember, it started with, I want a computer from Malmart. And now, and now I'm about
because
to send her
it was
money.
Somebody else. There was somebody else
it was somebody
who got
else.
Traded.
I understand that. Yeah. But they were about to get the fruits. And there was no reason to come clean when they did. Just like there's really not much of a reason to hold on to me now when I'm telling you, I got no money and never getting anything. I'm never coming to Ghana. I've pretty much spelled it out.
Because I get a funny feeling they're keeping it up because I'm not coming to Ghana. They're not getting money. I'm not coming to Ghana. But if their end game is to come to the States, all right, it's...
I told her I can't fly there.
What their goal is.
But I told her I can't fly her there, too.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything could change when you get the big old D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
That's true, but that's why I said, I go, the attorneys are looking for everything. They're going to find this, and when that happens, I covered all my bases with that.
Right, but...
I gave her the out.
They're looking at your balance sheet and saying, yeah, he's stuck now because he's in a divorce action and he's being watched. After he gets divorced, this is a guy that knows how to make money. He goes out and he does whatever he has to do to make money.
This is a man who writes good smut.
He writes comedy. He writes porn. He knows what to do to make money. He can provide for me.
Faked avenues are quite the catch.
Yeah.
You know, it's they're looking for a visa to get here or something, you know, something to that effect.
Well, either way, whatever you think, this is not your ordinary romance scam.
I understand that, but she just said her hope, you know, dashing, like when she said, we weren't expecting, you know, but you were saying I wasn't expecting this, yeah, because you threw a wrench in the works.
When they saw
that, they probably got the best of the best on this, feeding the lines.
But there wasn't a delay. Well, I guess there could, you know what, I guess by the time she responded, they could have seen that. I don't remember what the time frame of that was.
There could have been some coaching.
This was pretty succinct.
You know, I thought I hit. Now this is like the end of my hopes and my dreams. There wasn't anything with the monetary value on what she said, which leads me to believe that she's trying to get to the States.
Yeah,
I think there's enough there that this could be real.
Oh.
I think we don't have any. I think what we've established is this is not an ordinary romance scam.
I still think they're luring you in for the kill.
Lisa says multi-layered and complicated.
Isn't that what you like, Lisa? Isn't that what you like about the show?
I love the stories.
Isn't that what makes our scam baiting unique?
Definitely.
We've got a lot of craziness going on.
My God.
All right. We're going to give away a Surf Easy next week.
Yeah.
Going to give away here, but you got to listen live. You got to be in the chat room. We're going to play a game. Yeah, yes, Joe, I know. So if somebody makes a sock, I have another one to give away. Don't worry. We're going to play a game next week. You got to be in the chat. If you win, you get a total Surf Easy Total VPN that will protect your online identity and security on all of your devices unlimited for a year. That is your cell phones, that is your tablets, that is your computers, everything, unlimited. So you can stream anything you want, nobody know you are, give you access to websites in other countries that you wouldn't have, IP addresses from various regions all over the world, so nobody will know exactly where you are. You got to be here next week. I will give you the one hint. We're playing a game. I'm not going to tell you what the game is, but the tiebreaker, once again, is Davin's Den Trivia. So if there's a tie, you might want to listen to some old shows. Brush up a little bit.
Quiz yourself.
Brush
get
up.
Some,
and
get
it's
some
all
index cards.
DavinsDead.com. Go to podcasts and pick a show. Start boning up.
I will tell you that the people that we've given these away to have been very pleased.
Yeah, they really like the product. So
it's a damn good product. It really is.
Yes. All right. Let's thank some people. Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want a private lesson, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com, smacenters.com. I actually just saw one of Russ is the head sensei of the dojo. Students like wrote something in a paper, like a 9-year-old, thanking him for believing him because the kid just became a black belt and telling him like how amazing Russ was and everything. It was just beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful thing. And I wrote, all this is true. Yeah, I go, you're a great teacher. I posted this. You're
he's great guy. He's
great teacher, great role model. Your choice in football teams and hockey are a little suspect.
But also he teaches, when we did that that live remote there, also, you know, sitting and talking, he teaches values.
Yeah, great guy.
You know, a lot of values that you could take as a kid and apply to your life and a life as an adult.
That's why I say he's a great teacher.
Yeah.
And a great role model. You know, sometimes you're in the mood for great Italian food. I know I can always eat Italian food.
Oh, I'd love Italian food.
If you live in New York, New Jersey, you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Owner and chef, Frank Ciancarelli, cooks the Italian stuff, the good stuff, with the fresh ingredients. You can't have, like, the frozen, store-bought nonsense that you see on Kitchen Nightmares.
Not after you have this.
No. No, you got to go to Frank. There's a reason why Chef Ramsay has not been at Francesco's, because Frank runs the type of restaurant that Chef Ramsay would be happy about. The freshest ingredients, the great food. What?
He has no reason to drop by. I have no reason to drop by there.
He might go for a meal, but he's not going to overhaul the kitchen.
No.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
There'll be no screaming in the kitchen due to that.
No, nothing but compliments.
No, he's got a great decor. They have the upstairs room. Like, I know a lot of people now, they're doing the communions and the graduation parties and everything.
It's a great party room.
You got like 70, 80 people. You need a place to do it. Go upstairs to Francesco's. They're open for lunch and dinner. They're at 568 McBride Avenue. Woodland Park, or give them a call. Really? Give them a call at 973-925-1100.
Sorry. I always say that when I hear that name, Brick Ride. Sorry.
Is this going to be the new thing now?
It might be.
I hope not. You can go to their website, francesco-restaurant.com, and ask them when the next comedy show is. Joe's favorite place, Goldberg's. Bagels, deli, yum.
Yeah.
They got like all these different types of bagels.
And they're never too Jewish for me.
Exactly. Never too Jewish. No, because it's actually owned by Italians, which is the weirdest thing.
It can happen.
But, you know, like you go to Dunkin' Donuts, they got like a couple different types of bagels.
Yes.
Not Goldberg's.
They have a big variety.
They have a big variety.
I love that.
Yeah, all sorts of bagels.
Because I don't always want just one kind of bagel. I want, you know.
You can have as many bagels as you'd like, my
awesome.
Dear. All types of cream cheese spreads. They also have the great sandwiches, big portions. Man. Joe will tell you, so will I. You know, they got all these you got to go to it, really. I mean, when we're coming back from food shopping and we're hungry,
we
go to Goldberg's.
Ugh.
Go to Goldberg's. Nice meal.
So good.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little partial to anything pastrami-ish. Mm. So they're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. You go to 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or call them at 845-469-8505. And again, if you're a veteran or a fan of our show, you mentioned that, you get 10% off. Surf Easy. We talk about these guys all the time, but for good reason. They have a VPN, which is a virtual protection network for your iPhone, Android, or computer. It's the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. It wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, prevents hacker snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Like, if you worry if your cable provider doesn't want them to know the naughty sites you go to,
Surf Easy
will make sure they don't.
No, it's good.
Yeah, so this is good stuff. You're doing covert stuff. Or downloading porn. use the secure public Wi-Fi hotspots, or anytime you want to remain private. It's so important when you're like at a Panera or something, you know, with all these people trying to hack you now. You need to Surf Easy.
Yeah, their networks are not secure.
No. You take back control of your online privacy today with a free account. And I've tried the free account. It's cool. Good. The free account is a good like starter account. Like, it's good for one thing, but you can't really like stream movies or anything like that.
Right.
So, you know, there's a limit. You only get like 500 of it, whereas you get like the total VPN, like we're giving away, unlimited.
Wow.
So you can have it going all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. So you want to go to surfeasy.com, or you could download it from your favorite app store. Of course, Size Pudding Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, bands, kids parties. Got it all for you.
Those hacks.
Those hacks. Those hacks indeed. Fun show. Good times. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out.
Can I do a plug?
Oh, that's right. I forgot, Joe.
Yeah. Thursday night, I'll be at McGuire's Comedy Club out in Bohemia. Check governors.com for tickets and reservations. Friday night, I'll be down at my other home club in Jersey, Uncle Vinny's, 1877 Uncle Vin. Showtime is 9 o'clock. And then the crown jewel of the week will be at... the Village Idiot in Patchogue, Long Island.
They're familiar with your work.
Yes. Mr. Potato Head, which is Anthony from O&A, Brother Joe, myself, Cowbell Bill, and Mikey on the bass, and a couple of friends of my old band, which we're getting back together again. It's going to be a phenomenal night. So if you're in the area, drop on by. Band goes on at 9 o'clock. And stop in.
Will you be wearing a dress for this performance?
No, this is not Rock Gut. This is Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head, what was I thinking?
You'll just be wearing a couple ill-filling shoes like a real Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah, right.
Funny. Mouth and nose to Mr. Potato Head.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either one. Listen on the replay if you weren't here live. Yes. Keep on listening. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.